I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and CRWA Media. Here's today's news. Inyo County Clerk Recorder Register of Voters Danielle Sexton announces that Inyo County will conduct a 1% post-election manual tally of the ballots cast in the November 4, 2025 statewide special election to provide transparency of the election process. This random selection of 1% of all precincts for the required post-election audit will begin on Wednesday, November 19th, 2025 at 9 a.m. in the county elections office located in the Inyo County Courthouse in Independence. The audit will take place immediately preceding the random draw. The audit will continue each day from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. until it is completed. The Register of Voters will publish the election audit results and materials at elections.inyocounty.gov. U.S. Public is invited to observe all processes. If you would like to be an election observer, please contact the Inyo County Elections Office at 760-878-0224. This also from the Elections Office. If you're planning to mail your ballot with USPS, don't wait until Election Day. USPS cannot guarantee your ballot will be postmarked on the day you drop it off unless you go into the building and personally request a same-day postmark. Better alternatives to drop off your voted mailed ballot at any official ballot drop box or in-person voting location. Location information can be found for the drop boxes at 760-878-0224. This from Inyo 350, in the spirit of honesty and transparency as a cautionary tale for others in our local community. Inyo 350 is informing the community that they have been a victim of a scam. We've come to understand that we were duped into believing that for the past several weeks we had been in contact with nationally known political podcaster Dan Pfeiffer, and that Dan Pfeiffer would be visiting our area and speaking at the No Kings 2.0 rally in Bishop on Saturday, October 18th. As we now understand, we were being hustled all along by a scammer who was pretending to be Dan. Inyo 350 realizes that this news will probably be met with quite different reactions from our followers than from those who don't agree with our local work for the environment, social justice, and democracy. We also realize that we could have kept the fact of this scam completely hidden and not exposed ourselves to criticism or ridicule by revealing it. The board of Inyo 350, which is comprised entirely of local volunteer community members, agreed that the right thing to do was not to hide the facts, but to come forward with the details of the fraud. We are doing this for two reasons. First, we highly value honesty and transparency. And second, we want to alert our fellow community members, regardless of the party or politics, that unfortunately scammers abound and we should always be on our guard not to fall prey to them. There's a lot more to this article, and it can be found at sierrawave.net or on our Facebook page at Sierra Wave Media under Press Statement from the Inyo 350 Board of Directors, Cautionary Announcement from Inyo 350. Well, Halloween is coming, and Sierra Wave wants to remind everyone to be safe and alert while out trick-or-treating. Always walk with an adult and stay on well-lit streets. Carry a flashlight or a glow stick so drivers can see you. Cross at corners, never between parked cars. Choose costumes that don't block vision or drag on the ground. And because Halloween falls on Friday this year, please, please use extra caution. Unfortunately, not all drivers will be as careful as they should. Some may be distracted, reckless, or even under the influence. Stay alert, make eye contact before crossing streets, and remember, safety first, candy second. So, extra tips from the Red Cross include: plan your route, stick to well-lit neighborhoods, and use sidewalks whenever possible. Stay visible, add reflective tape to costumes, and carry flashlights or glow sticks so drivers can see children easily. Choose safe costumes, avoid masks that block vision, and make sure costumes fit properly to prevent trips and falls. And then supervise children. Young trick-or-treaters should always be accompanied by an adult. Older kids should travel in groups and have a set return time. Check all treats, examine candy before eating, discard anything unwrapped or suspicious. Sierra Wave will continue to play these tips on the radio each day leading up to Halloween because we want you to have a fun and safe Halloween. Here's another event that you can add to your calendar for October 31st. Pumpkin Junction at the Laws Railroad Museum and Historical Site. Join them for a day full of fall fun and railroad history. Brocard rides 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. $8 for adults, $4 for kids. Little ones, free. Origami bat crafts inside the engine house. Stories of the rail cars past. Learn about three influential men who helped shape its history. It's at 200 Silver Canyon Road. Phone number, 760-873-5950. Well, other stories that you can find on our website from Tyler Beadle. It doesn't look good for the A-frame in the city park. Check our website, sierrawave.net, or Facebook, Sierra Wave Media, on the full details of the City Bishop Council meeting from October 27th. Inyo County Health and Human Services, Public Health, and Environmental Health are alerting the community to recent warnings from the California Department of Public Health about a serious health risk associated with products containing crotum and 7-hydroxymetrogene. These substances are illegal to sell or manufacture in California and have been linked to addiction, severe illness, and death. Since April 2025, several fatal overdoses in Los Angeles County have been connected to the 7-OH, prompting CDPH to take enforcement action to remove those products from retail stores and online marketplaces statewide. Despite these efforts, kratom and 7-OH items continue to surface in some gas stations, smoke shops, and online retailers. Kratom and 7-OH are derived from kratom plant and act as potent opioids. Neither substance is approved for use as a dietary supplement, food additive, or medication in the United States. Reported side effects include addiction, anxiety, seizures, withdrawal symptoms, and respiratory failure and death. Inyo County urges residents to take the following precautions. Avoid purchasing or consuming any products labeled as containing kratom or 7-OH. Read product labels carefully. These substances are often disguised as energy shots, gummies, tablets, or natural wellness products. Carry naloxone, a life-saving medication that can reverse opioid overdose. Naloxone is available at Inyo County Public Health at 1360 North Main Street in Bishop, or you can call 760-873-7868 for more information. If someone shows signs of overdose, unresponsiveness, slow or stop breathing, call 911 immediately and administer naloxone if available. The county will continue to support CDPH's prevention efforts by educating retailers and monitoring local establishments to help keep unsafe products out of the community. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. For more news, like we said, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook for even more news at Sierra Wave Media. Since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it.